All right, everyone, we're back. William Harris and I. And William, if you could share with us our final minutes of some of the steps that are taken to help when something has gone wrong. Men can stop rape is largely, as you shared with us, about prevention, which I think is ideal. But in addition to preventing, what are some of the steps that are taken to help someone who is already caught up in this cycle of being a perpetrator, whether they're male or female? What are some of the things that are done to help them overcome that so that they change their lives in a positive way?
Yeah, so I think one of the most important things is like helping people recognize those harmful situations. So one of the ways that we do that is by what's called bystander intervention, right? So, equipping young men and young women with the tools to recognize when a situation is going in the wrong direction. But to speak specifically about people who may have engaged in like negative behavior, I think a lot of the times it's like just making sure that those people have are able to see like the wrong in their behavior, and also think about ways or maybe think about why that situation happened. I think it goes back to just like being able to like think critically and think about some of the ways that maybe that person was I don't want to say encouraged, but maybe like shaped or like molded to kind of like engage in that type of behavior. And we also do that by pointing people to a number of organizations and organizations that we partner with and organizations that are that we're involved with and who also engage in our work. And that information can be found on our website and on our social media outlets as well. But I definitely think it's about continuing to educate people at all levels of society about some of the issues that arise and what can be done to prevent them, and how you also heal and move forward from those experiences.
And interestingly enough, when the healing takes place, it needs to be something that victims experience, of course, but also perpetrators often need to engage in some type of healing process.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the parts that's left out. I don't want to get like too far into it, but I think if you think about our own our criminal justice system, the system that we have here doesn't really. I don't think a lot of the focus is on rehabilitation, right? I think that we have a system that's more focused on like punishing these individuals and not really thinking about why the individual engaged in whatever behavior or how to prevent that person from engaging in similar behavior again. So I think, along the same lines, we're thinking about, how to reshape and almost, rehabilitate like individuals. And one of the models that we actually go by, and hopefully this will speak to the question as well, it's actually a quote from Frederick Douglass, and he says that it is easier to build strong boys than to repair broken men. Right. So, like, the idea is that if we're able to, start young and create in our young men and in our young women, like the ideas that are, that are beneficial, that are powerful, that are positive, it's easier to do that in the beginning than it is to try to like go back and undo a lifetime of things that have been taking place over time.
Absolutely. So that said, would you share with the Speaking With community more of the features that they will find on the website?
Yeah, so if you go to our website is mcsr.org. That's mcsr.org. There you can find more information about our organization. You can also find information if you want to bring a Most Club or Wise Club to your school, campus, or community. We also have links to our social media outlets, so Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube are all also available on the website. And you can also like reach out for different trainings, different workshops, and also purchase some of our materials and some of the other campaigns that we've worked on in relation to community engagement and really thinking about ways to continue to have this conversation, because we definitely think that it's an important one. And I also just want to take the time to thank you, Carl, for allowing me the opportunity to come on and speak with you and your listeners today. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, and it's certainly my pleasure. And ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you again, we're talking about a nationally recognized award-winning program with Men Can Stop Rape. So I do want to encourage you to visit the site. Thank you as well, William, for having joined me and for having shared so many tremendous insights and encouragement with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for this, Thorne. I appreciate it.
All right, everyone. In the meantime, everybody, think about what William shared with us about ways that we can go about building relationships. Think about what you might be able to do to make some changes in your life that will bring about improved relations, because that's just one more way that you can let some of life's best moments come through you. Till the next time.